wasp.
Okay. What do you call the kind that makes a nest out of mud or dirt?
Mud daubers.
Okay. What do you call the kind that's striped yellow and black, kind of?
Wasp.
Okay. Yeah, it's like wasp oil, and there might be another name for it sometimes.
Bumblebee?
That's more like a wasp. What do you call the things that, if you walk through the grass without shoes on, little things that burrow in your skin and make something that looks like a mosquito bite?
Jiggers.
Okay. Call them anything else?
Red bugs.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What do you call the insect that some are green or some are brown? They have great big hind legs and they hop around in the grass in the summertime.
Oh, grasshoppers.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call them a hopper grass?
No.
Okay. What do you call all a small fish that you might use for bait?
Minnow.
Okay. What do you call those things that might gather up in the corner of the ceiling of a room if you haven't dusted around, you know, the top of the...
Spiders.
Okay, what do you call the thing that they might make?
Web.
Okay. Would you call it something different if it was inside than you might call it if it was outside?
Cobweb.
Okay, is that inside or outside?
Inside, I guess.
It's where?
Inside.
Okay. And then what would you call it if it was outside?
Just a web, I guess.
Okay. All right. If you're pulling up a stump, a tree stump, you have to dig around and cut
the taproot.
Okay. And do you know...
Well, a lot of roots, but the taproot goes straight down. Some trees have taproots and some don't.
Yeah.
And if you got the one that had taproot, you'd have to cut all the other roots on the side and get down and cut the taproot in order to get it out.
Okay. Do you know of any roots that have medicinal uses and what they might be used for?
Yeah, turpentine is made from some trees. I don't know what you call those trees.
Okay. What do you call the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Okay. What would you call a big group of these trees?
A grove.
Okay. Tell me what all kinds of trees grow around here. Different trees.
Arizona ash, pecan,
yeah.
Mulberry, hackberry, a few magnolias, but I don't know if they're native or not. And mesquite.
Yeah.
Some willow trees.
Yeah.
And cottonwood trees.
What do you call a tree that's kind of like a cottonwood tree but has these little balls on it that hang off? The leaves look like a cottonwood tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bark is sort of similar too. It's got this gray and white bark that's always peeling off. And the balls are about this big, and they're green right now, but they turn brown in the fall, and then eventually they'll let go and drop down. And when they hit the sidewalk, they split open and they make a mess in your yard. We've got two in our front yard.
Hmm.
Have you seen that kind of tree?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you ever call it a buttonwood tree, or a sycamore tree, or a plane tree, or a buttonball tree?
Well, I don't know. Sycamore is similar to cottonwood. I don't know what tree. There's a chinaberry tree that has little things. That might be what you're talking about.
Okay. Do y'all have sycamores around here?
a few.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have very many mesquites?
Yeah.
Do they grow?
That's a kind of a wild tree and a brush.
Yeah.
Once in a while, they're kind of, what would you call it, rugged or something, and people have them in the yard, and I don't know if rugged would be the right word, you know, rustic, I guess would be a better word for it.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of time people have them in the yard, they won't cut them down, but you see a smaller mesquite out in pastures growing wild, and it'll just take over a pasture, it's not so big, and there's a lot of it. This is an area for it.
What do they do about it here, usually?
Well, if they clear fields, they always cut them down, let's see, and I guess there's, on account of farming, and there's probably less than there were 50 or 75 years ago, but it's native to here all the way down to the Mexican border.
Yeah, it's bad up there.